Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Brohmer. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Dunning. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Dunning. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting third. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw takes first base on ball four. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss takes first base on ball four. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brouwer takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brouwer moves to third. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Chambliss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hendricks for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Palmer, and towards Johnson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Duffy strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Moses reaches second base with a double. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunning hits a fly ball into center field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser. Rettenmund reaches second base with a double. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rettenmund moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowley hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dunning fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Hendricks moves to second. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hendricks scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moses settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chambliss moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Duffy strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moses strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dunning fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-2 in the game. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning is 0-for-2 in the game. Dunning bunts in front of the plate. Hendricks scoops up the ball and tags Dunning for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-3 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Brouwer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hendricks hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Palmer, and towards Johnson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chambliss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Palmer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Moses fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to second. Steve Mingori now pitching. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gritch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford scores. Rettenmund moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a line drive towards right. Lowenstein catches it and throws to first to double up Gritch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Mingori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mingori hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair pinch hits for Terry Crowley. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCraw. Blair reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor pinch hits for Elrod Hendricks. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. It's Indians, 3, Orioles, 3. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Jim Palmer. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Merv Rettenmund now playing right field. Andy Echeverran now catching. Grant Jackson now pitching. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-4 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Broemer hits a pop-up towards short. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gritch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chambliss is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritsch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-4 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.